T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back in July, you testified before the House Intelligence Committee about Russian meddling, or their inquiries, rather, about Russian meddling. Obviously, you didn't say there was any meddling. And now it turns out you're going back for more testimony. Tell us about that. Give us the latest news in that regard.
Yeah, it's a real thrill for me to give the same information to the House of Representatives and the Senate over and over and over and over again. Same information each time. It's pricey. I got to take, pretty high-priced attorneys with me every time. So this cost is going to cost our family a tremendous, tremendous amount of money. We don't even know how much. It's probably more than I make, no doubt.
You are being called back again to the House Intelligence Committee? When?
No, the House has moved on. My testimony, which I was asking to be made public, was never made public. And it seemed to me that the Senate, which was in talks with my attorney, Dennis Vacco, about bringing me in, they kind of chilled off for a little while, and it seemed to be going in another direction. But after the first of the year, suddenly we were contacted by the Senate Intelligence and Judiciary Committees, inviting me to a combination of about 3 interviews, which are all, pricey, and they're asking me the same questions that the House did. There's no way. These guys never share information between each other, and they have no problem inviting somebody in to testify to them to repeat whatever they've said to other committees.
And the House Intelligence and the Senate Intelligence Committee, by virtue of intelligence in their name, automatically you would think could be closed. Is there any chance that the Judiciary Committee will be open public testimony?
We're not that far along yet. I'm asking for open hearings in both, we'll see what happens. The fact of the matter is, on the judiciary side, I was contacted and invited, not subpoenaed, but invited. All these things are invitations. I want to make sure that where I'm needed, I'm available. But her invitation, it came from her as the minority leader of the Senate Judiciary Committee. The majority didn't even participate in her invitation. And I was one of, 9 or 10 people invited. So it's not even clear how compulsory it really is if the majority hasn't participated.
Is there a timeline? When might you be there again doing this?
Well, it looks like it'll be the month of February. And it seems to me that even though it's, Dianne Feinstein isn't the minority leader of the Judiciary Committee, I've met her, I know her, I think she's trying to move forward resolutely. And I think everybody on her list, all 9 or 10 people, were told that they want to get us in the month of February. Now, the House, Senate Intelligence, I'm not quite sure yet.
All right. Now, the fact that these 3 have asked you back, does that tell you anything about the status of each of their investigations?
Well, it's interesting because when I went in and sat on the House Permanent Select Committee of Intelligence, it was really a weird day for me. If you understand that whole situation, you go into what they call the SCIF in a secret, top secret area of the House of Representatives, behind inside of the door that's like a walk-in freezer because they're blocking all signals. And I spent 4 hours in there, and it was clear to me from the tenor of the questions and the way that they kept asking the same questions over and over that this was really clearly a fishing expedition. But as you know, that's July, and it was pretty early in the process, and as a witness, you can understand if they were trying to just fish and find.
Michael, you've sat in this chair. You know all about hard breaks. Let's continue this in a moment. It's News Radio 930 WBEN. We'll get his take on the Nunes memo. We're talking about that now, though, with Michael Caputo, former aide to the Trump campaign, local political consultant, someone who back in, July of this past year, testified before the House Intelligence Committee about their investigation into possible collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign. And Michael, before the break, bit of breaking news, you were just telling us that now the Senate Intelligence Committee and the Senate Judiciary Committee have both indirectly, the Judiciary Committee, at least through its minority group, have asked you back for more testimony, probably by the end of the month. When we had to break for news, you were saying that, jeepers, this is just a fishing expedition, isn't it?
It is. I mean, if they're still talking to me, they have a list. My goodness, these committees in the House and Senate have to be interviewing 100, maybe 250 people. Who knows, right? But they're really, if they're interviewing me at this stage in the Senate investigations and the judiciary and in the intelligence, then they really are just fishing, because I'm so peripheral to the issues as a witness that it appears that they still are trying to find the path that they need to take.
Before your House testimony in July, you sent them basically a letter outlining your position and saying that you'd be willing. Has there been similar exchange in this one? What have you told them thus far?
Sure. I mean, I've had my attorney, Dennis Vacco, here in Buffalo, in correspondence with them. Dennis is, you know, representing me ably. And, you know, we're trying to discuss the parameters of document production and things of that sort. And when it comes time for my appearances, he'll negotiate those details as well. And, you know, that's where you need somebody who knows this stuff. Dennis knows this stuff really well. So, you know, even though I'm a witness, it's really important for all the witnesses to come in with qualified lawyers, because, you know, you can inadvertently make a mistake and get yourself in a jackpot.
All right. Now, I think we had pretty much known, obviously, the House Intelligence Committee was investigating. A logical assumption that the Senate Intelligence Committee was investigating. To what degree is this a new development that judiciary is now involved?
Well, to be honest, both are looking for the same things from me, so I don't know what focuses they're different between them. They're focused on me quite the same. They're interested in my any communications I had with campaign officials about Russia, or any communications with Russians about the campaign, and so on. And of course, I have none of that. But there, you know, you still need to present hundreds and hundreds of pages of documents, because as someone who worked on the campaign in New York and in Manhattan at Trump Tower, you know, there's a lot of email exchanges on topics of the day, but none of it about Russia, of course.
And you save all those? You keep those?
I do. I mean, I think. I have a security protocol that I follow with my email communications, and when I'm involved in the campaign, I keep every one of them because destroying them would be, would invite criticism.
All right.
So, I didn't ever really utilize a Donald Trump campaign account. I had one, but I just kept using my own accounts, and because I was just a consultant, not a staffer. But you know, I'll tell you, it's a lot of work to put together these kinds of things. My document production goes into thousands of pages.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.